Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Hard kids to measure. A route can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beaumar Shott, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you here today on the C2P platform. 20 days until April 26th in the 2018 NFL Draft, and one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the special team ace from the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Kyron Williams. Kyron, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like, though, that your teammates are in spring ball football mode and you're about 20 days of finding out where you're going to play professionally?
I mean, it's a dream come true. I mean, it's something that I've worked for ever since I was, like, 4 years old. So it's surreal that, you know, I'm 20 days away from doing something I've been wanting to do since I was, you know, 4 years old.
So 4 years old, I mean, are you the kid playing Pop Warner Pee Wee and basically – you know, the kid that's scoring a touchdown every time you basically get the ball in your hands?
Yeah, pretty much. That was me. Not every single time, but I played running back for a long time, and I was just a kid that if you gave him the ball and told where to go, I was going to do that. So, it was fun just being able to come up, you know, as a 4 or 5, 6-year-old and, you know, just play a game and have that game turn into something that you can, you know, do to provide for your family.
Definitely. I'm sure it has to be an exciting time for you, and obviously you've accomplished so much, and we have so much to talk about, Kujir. I'm really interested, and I was really excited to get you on because I think you bring so many quality intangibles, and then you did so much off the field, and we'll get that as well. I mean, it seems like you have a very good passion to just kind of be a steward to help others with your volunteer work. Kind of take us through the process. I mean, you're growing up, you're doing a Pop Warner Pee Wee thing. I'm sure you played other sports, had other activities, but kind of how do you start kind of flipping sides from that Pop Warner running back to that kind of defensive back safety type role?
So it was probably my season of my high school. I had still been playing running back. I was doing well at it, but, you know, I went to a wing T school. So if you see a 6-foot running back, you know, a 6-foot, you know, 165, 175 pound running back comes, you're going to try to kill him. So my coaches thought it was probably thought it was probably better for me, you know, to play safety and make plays, and I was able to go out my sophomore year and start varsity at safety, and I had an interception for a touchdown my very first game playing safety in high school. So it was pretty fun, and then that just, you know, transformed to to college where I was playing more deep safety and not, you know, in the box, and it's just worked out for me so far.
It has worked out for you tremendously. Once again, the Nebraska standout, Kyron Williams, here on the C2P. If you missed any of this show, it's in its entirety. You know it's free and available with iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll be featuring his College to Pro bio page. It'll be everything you need to know about him as we count down the days till April 26th. So what was it like? I mean, I always admire any young man, any kid at the collegiate level. That's, you know, basically you're leaving prom, and a few months later, you know, you're doing your thing at Nebraska. I mean, you know, playing as a true freshman, I always admire that from any capacity. But what was that transition like for you?
For me, it was a little bit different because I went to Air Force Academy Prep School. And so I kind of got the college experience because, you know, we played schools like Garden City with Tyreek Hill, you know. So I was able to see, you know, the speed of the game before, you know, I really got to the big stage. So I think I was lucky for that, and then transferred to Nebraska.
Definitely. I'm sure. Well, you, I mean, you said it. I'm sure that had to be a big help. And any other schools looking at you? I mean, you know, big-time program like Nebraska. I mean, what other schools were kind of eyeing you up during this process?
Well, so coming out of prep school, I had schools like Iowa, Nebraska, Cal, Cincinnati, Stanford, and a school that I was really considering was CU. So it was pretty much between CU and Nebraska, though. And I just felt, you know, for me, the fan base took me over, and it was like, you know, I can definitely play at a school, you know, with fan base, never leaves, no matter what.
Definitely. And if you've carved out a fantastic niche as a special teams ace, and you also have that safety defensive background in your back pocket as well. I mean, I think those are the two qualities I think that stand out. I mean, so kind of you're doing your thing at the collegiate level. At what point do you kind of get the idea of what you're doing on Saturday is going to maybe present itself an opportunity to make a living on Sunday? Because you know as well as everybody, or as anyone is, you know, everybody wants this chance, especially at a program like Nebraska. Yeah. But when does it kind of sink into you personally?
For me, it was probably it was a good day, but a sad day also. It was a day my great grandma passed, and I had two interceptions. I could have had three in that game against Purdue. I actually dropped the easiest one that I got, you know. And it was easy for me, and I was just out there playing, out there having fun. I probably could, you know, do this on Sundays. But it was always my dream, but I think it came to, like, fruition, you know, that day when I was out there having fun and I was making plays.
Nice. Did they give you a game ball or anything? I mean, do you have some mementos from that day, and especially something to remember her for?
Not a game ball per se, because we weren't doing game balls at the time. But, you know, I did get, you know, a lot of, you know, credit from my teammates. And, you know, that's what matters to me the most is winning the game. It's not about the trophies and everything like that. I was happy I was just able to help us win.
Yeah, well, you know what, Chiron, I love that, but, man, I mean, your grandma passes, you get those picks. I mean, come on, break tradition and give the kid a game ball, man. I mean, or something, or
yeah.
A plaque, man. That's pretty impressive, man. That's pretty impressive stuff. Once again, Chiron Williams here on the C2P breaking down things with this Nebraska DB special team ace. I ask all the guys that come on this show. I mean, we're throwing you in the film room. You're breaking down tape with NFL scouts. They stop the film and they just look at you and say, Chiron, this is what we love about you. What would be those qualities you think they're going to feed back at you?
Relentless, my motor, and my passion for the game. Like, you're going to see that on every play. You're going to see me celebrate. You're going to see me do everything. I really love the game. You know, like, it's not about the money. It's not about everything else. It's literally about having, you know, a passion for it and not seeing myself doing anything else, you know.
And how do you kind of find the knack? And I guess you kind of said it with the passion and the motor and the relentlessness. I guess that's a lot of things that becoming a special team ace like yourself. But, I mean, how are you able to be the guy that makes all the tackles? Because, it's you know, there's 11 other guys trying to avoid you from tackling the return guy. And you're always able to find that guy. I mean, how do you get that knack?
It just comes from just playing, you know, just playing the game. And, I mean, I could probably give it to playing in the street. Like, we literally play street ball sometimes, and we had a thing called sideline pop. So if you hit the grass part, you're going to get hit. If you got close to the grass part, you're going to get hit. So I guess that kind of gave me, you know, the instincts to know, you know, where to go and just how to make plays and just have fun with it.
Definitely. And we touch base. I mean, I definitely want to bring this up as we go through the show. I mean, I was going through your bios and stuff. I mean, seems like volunteer work. I mean, it seems like that's a very, very big passion of yours, kind of, you know, helping others. I mean, kind of share on all the things you've done. I mean, I think what, you know, Huskers Heroes, I think you went to the Dominican Republic. I mean, all kinds of things.
Right.
And I mean, that's just a short amount of all the things, but I mean, where does that desire come from? And how, you know, fulfilling is it to kind of see these things and kind of help all these folks?
Well, like for me, it's just about just trying to be as much as a person as I can, you know, like it's bigger than football for me for sure, just because a lot of those little kids and even like just grown people, like when they see us on the field, it's a whole nother thing when they see us in person, you know, and when you can actually connect with people and let people know, like I'm just like you, you know what I mean? And I, even though I have these things, you know, I can still help, and I still, like, want to help you, and I still want to be a good person. Because I think, you know, like my grandma and my family has taught me, you know, it's not about your accolades. It's about what you do for people, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of people out there that have the money, and they're, you know, they're miserable. So I would rather be somebody who can help other people and, you know, be able to sleep at night.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And for you, I mean, pro day and all the things that come with being in position, I mean, looking back at everything, how happy are you with it? How has everything gone so far?
I mean, I'm happy with it. I mean, I definitely think I could still improve on a lot of things, and that's why I'm still working out every day. Like, it's not going to be a lot of days that you're going to see me just not do anything, you know, unless, like, it's an off day for me and I'm still doing, you know, massages and still doing yoga and stuff like that, just getting my body right, so...
And we, right before we went on the air, we talked for a few seconds, and I said, "How's the day going?" And you're like, "Well, I just got done working out, or what?" And then you're going to work out again. So, I mean, it's just part of the process, you know. I think people think on TV, they just think you guys arrive, you know, at the draft, or you just, you know, arrive at the facility. But there's a ton of work that goes into this. And for you on the, you know, on the academic side, I mean, are you done with school? Have you been able to kind of put all your marbles in this one basket, or are you kind of, you know, kind of jockeying all these different things?
Right now, I did graduate. I graduated December 16th. So right now it's just all football every single day, you know, waking up, making sure I'm eating what I need to eat, just making sure that I'm maintaining my weight and that I'm working out and I'm just in the best shape. So when I get a call, I can, you know, make that call worth it.
Definitely, and I'm sure the calls are coming, and I'm sure some of those calls have been shot to your agency, JR Sports Enterprises, JR Rickard, the man behind the scenes, kind of making all these things happen for you gentlemen. What's it like working with JR, and a big decision, but how did you know he was the right one?
Just after, you know, talking to him and just seeing the type of person he was and just the, you know, the amount of connections that he has, and I think his name, you know, does kind of carry some weight, you know. So if I can be, you know, connected to a person like that, then I'm probably in good hands.
Definitely. You know, the one thing I love about him the most is, you know, I mean, I talk with so many different agents because, you know, they bring their clients on the shows and stuff. But he has an eye for the game. I mean, you know, that's what I love about him. You know, he has a knack for finding guys and just – and he's, you guys develop and you guys become professionals and you play a long time. And I think that's the one thing I admire most about what he kind of brings to the table is that eye and his own eye for I guess, scouting you guys himself and kind of, you know, getting you guys to where you need to be. You don't have to mention teams, and sometimes it's quiet for everybody at this point, but have you heard any, you know, interactions, any teams calling since this kind of process has started?
I mean, yeah, I've talked to a few teams, but I think right now it's probably just best for me to just, you know, just keep working and just kind of keep my head down. I try not to think about it a lot because I have found myself at times being like, man, well, is this team going to call? Is this team going to call? But, you know, like my mentor, you know, Ryan Clark, you know, he told me, you know, don't worry about it. You need one phone call. And, you know, he played 13 years in the league and he was undrafted. So that's how I'm trying to approach it. You know, I'm waiting on one phone call.
That's all you need, man. One call. Once again, the standout Nebraska safety special team ace, Kyron Williams, here on the C2P. Kyron, before we let you go, and it's been a fabulous show, we always like to have some fun with you guys and ask a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, Scott Frost took over for your head coach, Mike Riley, this past season. But Coach Riley, did anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would have they done it in front of him?
I guess Pernell Jefferson probably could do a pretty good one. I think he did it a couple times, actually, for the talent show that we have every year.
Nice. And how about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you're wearing, your shoes. It's kind of an in vogue thing to have something painted on your shoes. Now, if you could have anything down there, what would you want to see spray painted down there?
If I could have anything down there, probably just like a memento to my family, probably, and my city. So probably my city on one foot and then my family on the other foot, probably.
Awesome stuff. And then the final one for you. if you could go back and you could win one game and defeat one team, why would that be?
Karen Crow, my junior year of high school, we were like ranked one of our top teams in the whole nation, and we went and blew it in the semis. And the team that we beat the very first game of the season by like 20 or something like that, they ended up winning the state. So that's a lost ring for me.
Nice. Yeah, man, I love that response. That's a great. I thought you were going to say some collegiate game, but man, that shows the competitor. That's you know a winner when a loss haunts you. That's the best way you know that a guy's a winner is when the haunt that. And you went right to the high school level, man. I love it. You can't even get to the college point. You're still dwelling. I love it, Tyron. I love it, man. Hey, best of luck to you moving forward. You got 20 days. I'm sure you're going to land somewhere positive. But again, we appreciate you stopping by, and we like to share. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kyron Williams, kind enough to join us here on the CTP. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you simply go to iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You type in the guest name you're looking for, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast, and then you can look for their bio, which will also appear this link in this interview at collegepro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the CTP.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.